Glass fire in Napa continues to burn, but how do the wild animal populations recover after these severe fires? For more, we are joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dominic Della Sala, Chief Scientist at Wild Heritage, a project of Earth Island Institute. Thanks so much for being with us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
So how are the changing ways that fires are burning impacting our ecosystems and the animals?
Well, we need to, first of all, separate the human impacts from the effects of wildland fire on ecosystems and animal and plant populations. So let's just look at ecological effects. If we just look at that, pretty much plant and wildlife communities are resilient and uniquely adapted to periodic fire events in California and elsewhere in the dry West. This has been going on for millennia, whether it was the result of indigenous people prescribing fire and managing ecosystems for fire effects, or natural lightning effects. Plants and animals are adapted to these periodic fires. What happens, though, is when we destroy habitat through logging or development, that doesn't give them any sanctuaries from escaping from wildfire effects. And that's where the real problem is. It's not so much the fires, it's the squeezing out of habitat so that when animals and plants move around after a fire, they're finding less and less habitat that hasn't been burned. And also, other animals and plants need these big fires. Their habitat is found in those severely burned areas. And so when we go in there and salvage log those places, we destroy that habitat as well.
Interesting. So which species are most vulnerable to this?
You know, a lot of bird species, a lot of woodpeckers, bats, lots of different small mammals, amphibians, reptiles that will reoccupy these places, a lot of pollinators. If you take a hike in these forests after a wildfire, they're just buzzing with activity. There's all kinds of insects that are repollinating the place, and the Johnny Appleseeds of the forest, so to speak. Those need these fire events to do the process of rebirth that happens in these nature phoenix complex. It's the nature rising out of the ashes. And so when we alter those dynamics, when we put in housing developments or logging roads or clear cut the forest, all of that process is upset. And that's the real risk. It's not so much the fire, but it's what we do to those landscapes before and after fire, that's the biggest impact.
Thank you so much for your insight. We've been joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dominic Della Sala, Chief Scientist at Wild Heritage, a project of Earth Island Institute.